From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a new rebel offensive near the northern Syrian city of Raqqa. The opposition Syrian Democratic Forces has launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the Syrian de facto capital of Islamic State. A senior SDF commander told VOA his forces, including Kurdish YPG armored units, will be advancing from three different directions. U.S.-led airstrikes have been supporting the current offensive. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner in Washington on Tuesday said the U.S. continues to support the SDF's efforts to retake territory from the Sunni militant group, also known as Daesh. Mr. Toner also outlined U.S. priorities in Syria.
First of all, to destroy and degrade Daesh. And we're supporting Syrian Democratic Forces who are focused on taking the fight to Daesh in northern Syria. The other priority is ending what has been a bloody civil war. And to do that, put in place a cessation of hostilities and jumpstart a political process whereby we believe it can lead to a political transition.
Meanwhile, a European diplomat told VOA the rebel plan currently is to try to encircle much of the city of Raqqa. The U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region of Africa told VOA on Tuesday the first round of talks to end Burundi's political crisis was a positive step forward. Tom Perriello praised the efforts of the mediator, former Tanzanian President Benjamin Mkapa.
He has no interest in letting a peace process this important get stuck on some of these questions, so he simply made himself available to meet with all decisive stakeholders, including those who were invited. He's already met with some who were not invited. So that's what he's emphasizing, hearing from all sides to come up with a plan that could work.
Among those attending the first round in the northern Tanzanian city of Arusha was the opposition umbrella group Sennared. This is VOA News.
Thank you.
President Barack Obama ending his three-day visit to Vietnam on Wednesday with a meeting with U.S. Embassy staff and a town hall with young Southeast Asian leaders, including this young lady who wished to present a gift to the president.
I wish that I can have a chance to give him this as a present. It's like a combination of Vietnam, you know, this is a really traditional Vietnamese hat, and his face on the hat, so he will stick to Vietnam somehow.
The president met Tuesday in Ho Chi Minh City with entrepreneurs and called for increased bilateral cooperation.
I'm here today because the United States is committed to being a partner as you grow. With programs like our Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, we're helping give thousands of young people across Vietnam the skills and networks they need to turn their ideas into action.
Mr. Obama travels to Japan later in the day for a Group of Seven summit and a groundbreaking visit to the city of Hiroshima on Friday. That's the scene, of course, of the U.S. atomic bombing at the end of World War II. Human Rights Watch has accused soldiers of killing, raping, torturing, and detaining dozens of civilians in and around the town of Wau in western Bahr el-Ghazal state in recent months. It said South Sudanese soldiers are getting away with murder and called for the government to halt abuses and support creation of a war crimes court to investigate and prosecute those responsible. Media reports say at least three people are known to have died following a series of clashes between police and protesters in Kenya over electoral reform. Western diplomats, including from the United States and Britain, have expressed deep concern by an escalation of violence and have called for an investigation into the use of what they call excessive force by riot police. A Pennsylvania judge has ordered American comedian and actor Bill Cosby to stand trial on allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman in his Philadelphia home in 2004. Judge Elizabeth McHugh ruled that there is enough evidence to warrant a criminal trial for the 78-year-old comedian. Cosby attorney Brian McMonagle said that prosecutors are relying on an 11-year-old statement, not a live witness, and expressed confidence his client will be cleared.
Prove that there was no crime committed here, but there was no evidence of a crime here, and that the inconsistencies that plagued this investigation from the beginning continue to plague it now. This case should end immediately.
If convicted, Mr. Cosby could face 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Mount Everest has claimed four lives in as many days. An Indian climber died while being helped down from the summit days after a Dutchman, an Australian woman, and a Sherpa died near the peak. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.